This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We are just barely begun this story about the child-free marriage. It is a couple that have been married for 13-plus years, and they don't have kids, and she, the lady in the couple, Ann Rodrigue Jones from Today.com, wants you to know why. Wants you to know stuff about her child-free marriage, because I guess it can be pretty awkward talking to people about this. Her number one point is that when she gets asked the question of why she doesn't have children, it seems like if she doesn't just, like, dodge the question with an answer like, oh, you never know or we'll see, that anything else will offend the person who is asking the question. That's point one. We basically spent the first hour talking to people about child-free marriages and things like that.
It's difficult to answer a question like that without, to some extent, being offensive, because it's an offensive question.
Yeah, well, it's none of their business.
It ultimately isn't. I mean, now, you could be in a part of a relationship, in a relationship with somebody where you feel like, we've reached the level in this relationship where I can ask this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If you're close friends or whatever, yeah. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything, so we'll continue that list when we get a chance. But this is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. So let's go to Michael. He's been waiting patiently in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Thank you so much, Ian and Mark.
I'm
thinking about Roger and what he had to say. He sounded like an evangelical Christian.
You're talking about a caller from last hour who seemed to be beating around the bush about that. Yeah, I tend to agree with your assessment there.
Was this the one with the lavender marriage, or this was the one who...
No, this was the guy who was like, you don't know the nature of
the natural law guy.
Of your sexual act.
Right. I think he's arguing from the point of view that the system is here, it was created by a great creator, and he's the one that determines the purpose of all these systems, including the system of having children. So here's my point to Roger. It seems to me that evangelical Baptists, in particular, believe that they are here to procreate, to bring children in the world, so that they won't vote for qualified Baptists with long-term experience in government, like a Scott Walker or a Mike Huckabee.
Did you just say that Baptists want to bring children into the world so they won't vote for Baptists?
Yeah, they won't. They won't vote for other Baptists. They will vote for somebody who's not following their traditional family values, but is on his third marriage, and his third marriage is to the daughter of a KGB colonel from Slovenia. And
are you describing Donald Trump? I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. Melania is the daughter of a KGB colonel.
No kidding.
Now,
Let me ask you this, because you do realize the election in 2016 was the choice between a giant douche and a crap sandwich, right?
Which one was which?
It doesn't matter. I get that maybe you might be talking about the primaries when, you know, there was a large array of little finger-sized crap sandwiches to be had. But, I mean, ultimately, wasn't it just bad choices that resulted in Donald Trump being president?
No.
Okay.
Pat Robertson, whom we saw cuddling up to the president this past week, Pat Robertson was part of the conspiracy to keep the highest-ranking military officer since Dwight D. Eisenhower from occupying the White House as Governor Bob McDonnell. Robertson helped bring down McDonald. And Robertson was supposedly his protector.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm going to presume that you're either so far well-informed that I don't know what you're talking about, or you're bananas.
Michael's called before. He always seems like he's well informed.
I know. That's like
Who's Bob McDonald?
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, who is Bob McDonald, and you know, what time frame are we talking about with this Bob McDonald?
Well,
is this now or 20 years ago?
He has two former positions. His most recent position was the governor of Virginia, prior to that, he was the attorney general of Virginia.
And so he sounds like a terrible person.
And while he was attorney general, the KGB decided this man, the highest ranking military officer since Dwight Eisenhower, must not be allowed to occupy the White House, which he seemed destined to occupy.
But wait a minute. What time frame are we talking about? Is this like 2016?
I'm saying that they were planning way ahead. Bob McDonald has been out of the governorship for almost 4 years.
Okay, so you're talking about now. You're talking about what happened in the last year. Are you claiming that this McDonald guy tried to run but was somehow dissuaded? Because I don't remember hearing his name. I mean, was he one of the candidates at some point in the primary?
Here's what happened. Bob McDonald was guaranteed that he would have the conservative, Christian, evangelical, and Catholic vote. It was guaranteed. Sean Hannity was behind him, Rush Limbaugh, the whole gamut. They were going to make Bob McDonald the next president of the United States. Laura Ingraham.
You know, talk show hosts don't really have as much influence as you might want to give them credit for, but what happened? Why didn't he end up running? Or did he? And I just don't remember the name.
They produced scandal. Here's what they did. They got an investor to try to frame Bob McDonald as a person taking bribes. That was how they took him down.
And it probably wasn't that hard. Did he take a bribe? I mean, he's a politician, right?
No, he didn't. That finally got thrown out of court. I mean, the Supreme Court.
So you're saying they framed him because they believed that that he would have run away with the election. I don't know. It's an interesting conspiracy theory. Thank you, Michael, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom. Mark, you're a Republican. You're like a registered Republican. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Office-holding Republican. No, I don't pay that much attention either. I've got to pick from the people that are out there to pick from, and you know, like anybody else, I picked.
I mean, I guess what he's saying is none of the other people that were running in the Republican side of things had the chops that this guy had, and so therefore, you know, he would have been the only one who could have stood up to Donald Trump. But it's easy to look back. You know, hindsight's always 20/20 when it comes to, life
and
election.
Maybe you shouldn't have married Anthony Weiner, Huma. Like, that's what threw the election off. Hillary Clinton likely would have won the election if it hadn't been for the Anthony Weiner investigation. Well, they found her emails on his computer, so they reopened the investigation, and, you know, there you go again.
Yeah, there was other stuff, like the Russians and the...
You can assign it to
DNC
anything you want, but that seems to me to be sort of the...
She was also, you know, a liar and manipulating the, you know, the debates.
No doubt.
Like so there's all kinds of reasons why she lost.
The Democrats screwed themselves by choosing to take this woman who basically set them up from the get-go over the guy who had tremendous grassroots...
I don't think you can really say it was one thing or another. It was a
cavalcade. You can if it's the last thing, though. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
I see.
It was the last thing. Not
Plus, she's just Hillary. I mean, ugh.
Right. Nobody liked her.
Right.
But nobody liked Trump either.
That's true.
But
he was different.
How many times have you been in
Seemed
a room
different.
With guys, males, because males are what made the difference in this election. Males of all ethnicity, by the way.
Uh-huh.
How many times have you been in a room with the guys who are like, yeah, you know, I didn't want to vote
Grab
for him.
By the, oh, okay.
No. I didn't want to vote for him, but I sure wasn't going to vote for her. So, I mean, I've had that conversation I can't tell you how many times.
Anyway, but what I'm saying is, you know, looking back, it's easy to assess what happened looking back. But going into an election, you never know which of these characters is going to win. I mean, so for all of Michael's sureness of that that this Bob McDonald or whoever he was going to lock it down if he got in. There's nothing that's ever for sure about these primaries. Nobody knows who's going to win those things going into it. The polls change all over the place. There's more coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about child-free marriages. We're going to get back into that story coming up here in moments. But you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Maybe you've heard about Bitcoin and you're interested in learning more. Now's a good time because, well, the price is down. Now, the big question, of course, is what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks, because there's kind of a big day. August 1st is coming up where this Bitcoin civil war that's been going on is going to, I guess, reach its crescendo for the moment. And I've written up a lengthy piece over at freekeen.com about that. So if you're new to Bitcoin and you want to know what's on the horizon, you should check that article out. And I actually just submitted it to the folks over at Bitcoin.com because they've got a great news site over there at Bitcoin.com. So you can find out what's happening with the world of Bitcoin, which is a very deep and interesting world. Or you can just have fun, play games with your Bitcoin. You can interact with others on the Bitcoin.com forum. And again, if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin, it's a great place to go and get started. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever you want. Carlos is in Indiana listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Everything dealing with politics. So I'm a conservative by nature, but more of an independent when I look at my thinking, when I look at candidates. But the gentleman called in earlier about Bob O'Donnell, and I'm from Virginia originally. I'm just up here for a state closeout because family members passed away. And when I see what he's talking about, and I don't know about all the background noise he's talking about, the KGB out there, because I haven't seen it in the news and can't be proven.
Okay, you're talking about our last caller who was claiming that Donald Trump's wife was the daughter of a KGB agent?
Right. So I can't prove any of that, but I do know that Bob O'Donnell, he was set up, almost groomed to be the next president. And then him and his wife got in trouble because a guy claimed that he lined their pockets, and he actually went to jail for a minute waiting on his appeal. And eventually
wait, who went to jail? The guy that claimed that he lined up?
McDonald did,
okay.
His wife. And his wife both went to jail.
Wow.
Temporary to the appeal went through. So once that happened, any limelight he had built disappeared.
That'll end it.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's not good for a politician to be in jail.
Right. So I don't know if there's any conspiracy behind it, other than the fact they got caught in the wrong place in the wrong time. But his wife was guilty of some improprieties in there, but he got to let off fight, and then he got released on appeal. So based on that, anybody that's looking from the outside, regardless who's involved with it, common sense should have taken place. You know, common sense should say, hey, I'm in the limelight. Yeah, my husband got a good history coming up before him as a official candidate for presidency. I, as a wife, instead of being greedy, just keep my hands in my pocket and leave it alone.
Yeah, but
and
that would so require sense.
As well.
Yeah, that would require foresight and sense, you know, which yeah, these politicians, it's hard for them to turn down a bribe. I mean,
yeah,
I tend to think
that they don't, that they get away with these sorts of things far
all
more often than they get caught,
yeah,
and that's why they do it.
Just
yeah,
another bribe, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've taken 100 of these.
Just somebody getting caught, like the guy down in Louisiana, Jefferson. You know, he got caught with money in his deep freezer, so it's always somebody getting caught.
Oh, yeah. And it makes you wonder how deep it is. It makes you wonder, you know, like, you know, these politicians get caught in either bribery scandals or sex scandals or, you know, whatever.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, these are just the tips of the icebergs, right? Like, there's a whole deep
right,
world of corruption out there that you're just seeing a little piece of when these guys happen to cross the wrong person and end up getting caught. Carlos, any other thoughts you
exactly
want to share tonight?
Yeah, but just one last thought, and then I'll get off the air. One person I saw that had an opportunity, he just didn't have enough backbone to really fight back because he tried to do a clean campaign. But he was my favorite candidate because of his roof was Mark Rubio. But Mark Rubio just didn't have the stamina to deal with the onslaught of accusations, whether they're true or not. He just stood back.
He's young enough, though, so he may be back.
He may be back, but he got to come back with a little bit of hardness about him. He comes back
Carlos,
like he did this time, he'd be gone.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, where you can get on if you call us at username lrn.fm. Do send a request first. We'll approve it. Anyway, Stefan is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
I'd like to discuss a documentary I actually watched this morning. Have you guys ever heard of a documentary called Cowspiracy by any chance?
No, but it sounds pretty entertaining.
Basically, it discusses how animal agriculture and animal farmers, they say that they are most responsible for greenhouse gas emissions, they waste a lot of water, they pollute a lot of waterways, and they say that it apparently overtakes, you know, vehicles in terms of carbon emissions. I'd like to see a farmer watch this movie.
So this is a movie that is anti the cattle industry?
Pretty much. It's basically one big vegan promotion, from what I understand.
Never mind. It doesn't sound that interesting anymore. Cowspiracy is a cool-sounding name, though.
A very cool-sounding name. But
I just watched a TED thing, one of these TED things, one of the legitimate ones, not a TEDx one. And
is it different? TEDx?
Yes.
What's the difference?
TEDx is just licensing the name. TED is, you know, the legit.
So there's a real TED, and then there's the imposter TEDs.
Yeah,
they're licensed.
If they're sitting around the stage in a pair of flip-flops playing a didgeridoo, it's TEDx.
Okay.
So I was watching one of the TEDs, and they had this guy who'd been, you know, working on bioculture and stuff for decades. And he came to the conclusion after a very long time that essentially you needed livestock to trample down vegetation in order to not have desertification. So desertification is when the plants go away and you got nothing but sand, you can't grow there. This is happening all over the globe. And the reason it's happening all over the globe is because people are not putting livestock out on.
So you need to trample the plants to make sure they don't die?
So that you have something the next year. So there's a cycle that goes in here. And when you take the animals out of the cycle, then you have been destroying the planet. Whereas what the vegan types want you to believe is that we don't need to eat animals in order to keep going, but the fact is if we kept that up, the whole planet would be a desert relatively quickly.
Why? Why is that?
Because you need the animals to trample. Look, watch the TED thing. Desertification, all right? You expect me to be able to tell you what I watched a month ago?
Anyway, Stephanie,
TED,
go ahead.
Desertification. Look it up.
Well, some would say you don't need to eat the animals to have them trample.
What are you
going to
do, truck them all over the world to trample down crops?
Well, some would say just let them live peacefully.
But I'm hungry.
Those people have never lived next to a forest where deer keep on encroaching and tearing up their apple trees.
Stephan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
Pigs don't live peacefully.
You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Expectation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here on this live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have a YouTube channel, and this week we did something a little bit different with that YouTube channel. I sent out an email about this. If you're on our email list, you got that. If you're not on the email list, then you should be. You go to freetalklive.com. And right there on the front page, you'll see the little email sign-up box. You drop your email address in there, and we'll send you an email once a week to kind of keep you up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live. So the thing that I sent out in the email this week, besides the link to that Bitcoin story I was telling you about, is our 360-degree video that I think, you know, not only was it the first time for us doing a 360-degree video, we did an after show on Monday night earlier this week. It was about an hour, actually. We had only intended to do a half hour, but it went for an hour. It was me, you, and Melanie, Mark, and so it was fun. It was fun doing this. A lot of people are so new to 360 that this was probably the first time they ever watched a 360, because it's kind of an uncommon gimmick, basically, at this point in the world of video streaming.
It might be the first one done by a national-level commercial radio program yet.
Good question. That might be worth looking into. I don't know how we would check that, but no. That's an interesting claim.
There's probably not an award given out for that.
It's probably, if not the first, one of the first, and it's because it's a a nascent technology or a nascent technology. It's brand new. It's still, you know, kind of buggy. It crashed 10 minutes into the broadcast. We had to restart, and I think
start
all of
over.
It, I think that 10 minutes is included in the video. I'm actually not sure. I didn't go back to watch it. Anyway, if you've never used one of these 360 videos before, you can go and check out our YouTube channel. It's youtube.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the Free Talk Live YouTube. And if you look at our videos, you can see earlier this week, there's one from Monday with the after show in it. And so if you've never used this before, there's three different ways you can do it. You can use your smartphone. And if you have a smartphone, you can you touch the screen while you're playing the video back on the YouTube app, and you can move around. So you touch and you sort of drag the camera around, because you can move in 300 more. I would say even more than 360 degrees, because you can go up and down too. So I don't know how many degrees that is, but it seems like it's like right 360 is on a flat plane. So
360 by 360.
Yeah. Anyway, it's you know, you can watch at the ceiling if you want. You can watch the pens in our pen container here, or you can decide which host you want to look at, which is kind of the cool thing about the 360. You decide what you look at.
You're going to get dizzy trying to watch each host as they talk, though, right?
That's true. If you're trying to switch back and forth, yeah, that's definitely true. So it doesn't have the, you know, the directed feel of our normal cam feed. It's just this 360 cam where you get to decide that. So I think it's kind of a cool gimmick. You can also use your VR goggles. So if you've got Google Cardboard, for instance, then you can actually look physically, you know, with your head and you know, move the camera angle in that way. And if you're just on a laptop or a desktop, you just click and you drag in the YouTube player window, and then you can move around. Because some people were watching and they're like, I don't see anything. Or they were looking at the computer screen or something like that.
Happened to me at first.
Yeah, they didn't know how to move it around. Because, again, it's a new experience for a lot of people. So if you've never tried one of those 360 videos, you can go and watch us talking about, we talked a lot about drinking and like, Melanie in college, drinking in law school, and that kind of thing. Uncensored, by the way, because it was also not only was our first 360 degree video, it was also our first time doing anything exclusive on YouTube. So we've done after shows before, uncensored for podcast only after shows. They don't show up anywhere else. They're not on the radio. So we can say whatever we want in that case. But it's always
to be a little bit of glee from the amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com if we use dirty words, because they don't ever
like that. Yeah, that is fun. It was the first after show we did exclusive to YouTube. So there's not an audio only version of this. You'd have to go and pull up the YouTube video for that. So check that out at youtube.freetalklive.com. Again, it's from Monday earlier this week if you missed it. Anyway, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then if we get a chance, we'll pick up the list of the 11 things that a lady who's in a child-free marriage wishes you knew about that marriage. But first, let's go to Toby listening in Virginia in Lynchburg to WLNI FM. Hello, Toby.
Hello. The reason why I'm calling is, I don't know if you all remember, but when the health care bill was passed, there was a lot of controversy over these ICD codes that were developed by the World Health Organization, and which is an arm of the United Nations. So basically, the health care bill brought us under international law, basically.
Okay.
And if you look at ICD 9978, and that's legal execution by guillotine in a healthcare bill.
What?
What was the number?
Yeah, what's the number?
9E9.
It's ICD 9E978.
9E is in Eric?
Yeah.
And is it IT is in Tom or IG is in Gary?
ICD, Indio, I don't know the...
Charlie Bravo.
Charlie Delta.
Wow, I was really off. Okay, I'm glad you gave us the...
good, because ICB doesn't come up with anything.
Yeah, okay. So execution by guillotine. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, it was in the healthcare bill, and there was a lot of controversy. There was... they were developed by the World Health Organization, which is an arm of the United Nations. And I'm just curious, you know, if they're going to pass this GOP healthcare bill, I'm just curious if these ICD codes are going to be in there. Because if they are, then we're basically still under international law. you know, the sovereignty of the United States is pretty much gone.
Well, there's a couple of issues here. Number one, the sovereignty of the United States, I mean, they've given up a lot of that to the UN in the past. The health care bill wasn't the first iteration of that. So, I mean, by no means was that, you know, the first time there. And secondly, I mean, obviously we haven't looked into these claims, but they sound like one of those, it sounds like one of those things that you'd get passed around in a forwarded email. So I'm just going to say I'm skeptical right now without having actually even looked at it. I mean, I realize there's a lot of stuff in these bills, and you know the old saying, what was it? Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass it to know what's in it. So I mean, right. no doubt there's probably some weird stuff in there. But I mean, that sounds pretty outrageous. I don't know if anybody.
It's not going to implement beheadings. It would just be a way to statistically talk about how many beheadings occurred in the United States.
Are you looking at something that's telling you this?
Yeah.
Part?
So I'm looking at PolitiFact, who I don't necessarily trust on everything, giving it a pants on fire. But you know, they do acknowledge that it in fact is a code, but it is a code that is intended to sort of count how many beheadings occur, not for insurance. Billing that would be
it says here a doctor can't bill an insurer for a beheading.
I think a lot of it was preservation of organs, you know, like if they're going to execute someone, they can still use the organs.
Aren't you going to get beheaded, Mark? Didn't you sign
beheaded.
Up? You
yeah,
signed
I,
up
I
for
signed up for beheading.
What does that mean? Can you explain?
Yeah. So I've signed up with a place called Alcor.org, and if you sign up there too and use my name, you'll get a discount, and so will I. At Alcor.org,
will they keep our heads in the same locker?
They take my head and they put it in a soup can, pot and freeze it with liquid nitrogen until the scientists get really extra smart in
a
like
soup
a
pot, like double boiling trouble.
It's like an 8-quart soup pot that they took the handles off of. Yeah, but it's stainless steel.
I've heard in China they're going to be trying the first head transplant sometime next year. So.
Yeah, I don't want to be the first one.
Wow. Hey, Toby, so I think that, you know, whether or not beheadings come back, I think that you do bring up the question of sovereignty. And of course, I don't believe that states or governments or nations should have sovereignty, or I don't even believe in those concepts, but a lot of people do. And I definitely agree that if we're going to have sovereignty, it should be devolved to as small of a level as possible, meaning the individual should be sovereign. If you're going to have state sovereignty, I think that's better than having national, you know, a national government. But, Toby, thanks for the call, and thanks for bringing that up. Interesting claim. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Next point here on PolitiFact is the beheading coding category predates Obama. It's been a standard in the U.S. since at least 1979. So not a new thing either. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is Digital Cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, and that's the toll free number, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
So we've got a website. It's great. It's freetalklive.com. You can actually go there and submit content right to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit based site, which means that it's free, so you can submit the content, and then you can vote up or down on other people's suggestions. Maybe we'll use it on the air, maybe we won't. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in. It is a call-in talk show. But this is one place that we go to check and see, you know, what do our listeners think is important? What sort of news stories or YouTube videos or whatever, fun stuff, whatever it is you think our listeners will appreciate, that we'll enjoy, you submit it there over at freetalklive.com, and we might talk about it on the radio. So it's one of the myriad of free features, everything on the site. We give it away to you over at freetalklive.com. So please go and enjoy. Now, we were talking, for those of you just tuning in the beginning of the program tonight, about this story from today.com by a couple, the lady of the couple here. They've been together for 13 years. Her name's Ann Roderick Jones. And she says that she doesn't have children, and she wants to explain a few things about that. 11 things, she says, I wish you knew about my child-free marriage. Number one, which we will just briefly recap, she says, I never know how to answer the question of why don't you have kids. It feels like however she answers it, she's going to offend somebody. Number two, she says, we don't hate kids. In fact, we both really like kids. I feel myself constantly defending the decision by overcompensating my adoration for children way more than my husband, she adds. There have been a few, mostly older women, who think that because we've chosen not to have kids, it means we don't like them. Sure, I don't love a screaming baby in a restaurant, but I think little ones are adorable, fascinatingly smart, silly, funny, and just overall great human beings.
When I hear a screaming baby in a restaurant or plane or something like that, I immediately presume that it is my burden to say nothing and think nothing regarding it, because that's what the people did when my child was screaming in a plane or in a restaurant or whatever. Because kids are going to scream to some extent, and that's just the way it goes. And if you're going to live in civilized society, you suck it up and act like an adult and don't say anything.
Number three, she says, we've thought about having children. As two very analytical people, we've certainly had the kid conversation. After all, we've been married for over 13 years and have felt an overwhelming amount of love for our niece and nephew. Like any subject in marriage, we check in to make sure we're still on the same page with each other, but are very content as a duo. And that's good. That shows that, you know, they have been deliberate about this. This is a choice that they may have made and continue to make. We did get a guy call in earlier who said that for 20 years he and his wife didn't have a kid, but then that changed, and he's glad that it did. So, you know, everybody's got their own choice and path.
Yeah, I think that what something happens, even if a kid comes as a surprise, something happens, whether you wanted sort of biologically and your mind changes about it. I didn't want to have children. Mm-hmm. My wife did. Once we had them, you know, I mean, he's the most important thing in my world. You know, how does it go from 2 years, in, you know, one point in 2 years ago, I don't want to have him. The next point 2 years later, I really, really think it's great.
Yeah, just change. Change happens. Number four, she says, I just can't have it all. As much as I'd love to pretend that I could easily do the mom, work, wife, travel, and friend thing, I don't think it's possible for me. The list of big life things that I do have and am trying to balance makes me very happy. And for that,
I think the travel thing and kids, it puts a real damper on it. When you're talking about the cost of even going to a movie.
Right, just going down and, you know, going out to eat with a kid. You got to load up the kid and the car and the car seat and, you know, all the other, try to persuade them if they're too old to get in a car seat to just get in the car. You said you had trouble getting Jack to even get in the car sometimes to go places.
Yeah, rarely, but yeah. And if you've got a passel of these creatures running around, I mean, you know, it drives pricing up. If you've got four kids, pricing's gone up three times from a couple and six times from an individual.
Yeah, I was sitting in the dentist's office waiting for an appointment the other day, and this mom was in there with four kids, and it looked like she could barely control them, man. I mean, I think she didn't seem like a bad mother or anything like that. It was just seemed overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once they removed your ability to use a cattle prod on them, then, you know, the one parent's screwed.
And for that, she says, I'm incredibly grateful, meaning that she's busy, she's balanced, she feels fine. As women, we're expected to take on so much, and I know that something we love would have to give if we became parents.
I agree that women, you know, women are expected to take on a great deal. They're expected to manage the home when it comes to children. They're expected to manage the children and, you know, all that stuff. Now, obviously, some women are going to want children. How are you going to do the women, you know, the children, career, travel, and all that stuff? I don't think it can be done.
You got to cut something.
Yeah.
Let's we'll continue with the list here, but we do have Dave in Indianapolis. If you want to call in and join us here with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, my wife and I got married 16 years ago, and before we were married, we were together 4 years, and I had told her early on in the dating process that I didn't really care for being around kids very much. Yep. I'm friendly to the ones that I'm around from time to time, but my nerves are short with them. So she wasn't sure if she wanted to have kids, but we made a deal before we got married that instead of having kids, we would travel. And every choice you make has opportunity costs. And we've heard from other friends that have kids that talk about the great things about having kids. But, you know, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, we're taking a nap, and we say to each other, you know, people with kids can't do this.
No, they can't. But naps, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and thinking about children, you can forget about naps for 20 years. Like, bribing them doesn't work. Oh, I've attempted to give Jack the Kindle, right, the iPad thing, and say, if you say one word, I'm going to strangle your little butt, right?
And that doesn't seem like the right way to do it. How about if you say one word, I'll give you a piece of candy?
Hey, look, man, I'm telling you.
That won't work either?
Nothing works.
Yeah.
He gets in his own little world, and he's talking to the frickin' Kindle. Of course he talks. He's his talk show host's son. Go right ahead. Naps are out.
Yeah, okay. Dave, any other comments?
Oh, yeah, probably a million of them, but
pick one.
I don't know what they are at the moment.
If anybody tries to make you feel bad about not having children, just show them your pictures from Bali.
I think it was decided for me early on when I was as young as 18, when I wanted to pursue music instead of college. And I knew that in order to have the freedom to just go and play 3 or 4 shows with a band out of town, you know, a job or a kid, more than a wife, of course, will tie you down. The wife can be flexible and say, I'll see you in a few days. You know, it's not so easy with kids. So I knew early on that I could find a woman that would deal with me playing in bands and not wanting to settle.
It's going to whittle down the choices, but, you know, you guys talked about it early on.
It's fun looking, though.
Looking for
women that are not looking for children. You can look.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I wonder what the breakdown is, you know, of women who actually don't want to have kids, and men who don't want to have kids, because there is this very strong drive to this biological need that people have. The lady earlier was talking about the biological clock is ticking and all that, and people do have that drive to reproduce. What percentage of people don't have that drive? Because that's basically what you have to whittle down to. If you don't want to have kids and you want to have a relationship, it could be relatively difficult to find somebody who either hasn't already had them or further does not want them into the future.
One-third of millennials don't want kids, Glamour Magazine 2015.
Yeah, but how? So what's the top end of millennial right now? Late 20s or something like that, basically? Early 30s?
Early 30s.
Early 30s, okay. Yeah, I guess they always say that'll change, right? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Here's an article that says men want kids, women aren't so sure. That makes sense to me. Men aren't taking care of them generally.
Number five on the list of 11 things that a lady who doesn't have kids but she's married wants you to know about being in a child-free marriage. Number five, we are a family. I was having a perfectly fun time at a friend's wedding when a woman said, "Don't you want a family?" This really hurt my feelings, but I was too dumbstruck to reply. I have a family with my mother and brothers and grandmother and aunts and cousins. My friends are like family, but most importantly, the life I've built with my husband and the happy marriage, along with our sweet animals, feels like a family to us.
I knew the animals were coming. I knew it. We have fur babies. Yeah. So she does mention at the very end that she's got, you know, animals, and I always feel like I have this bias that the last thing a person says is probably what they really meant. Okay, but let's just look at the rest of it. Words have sort of descending meanings, you know, meanings that ripple outward. Mm. And the most core and central meaning to family means, you know, husband, wife, and kids.
I would agree with that. Let's get into it a little further here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here on the radio. Hour 3 is coming up, Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get bitcoins, and then spend bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.